This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian artillery fire has been hitting the suburbs of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. This after an airstrike on a military base close to the border with Poland. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Russia has escalated attacks in western Ukraine, targeting a military training ground as Pope Francis pleads for the fighting to stop. The injured from the attack on a military base are wheeled into hospital on stretchers. Over 130 people were reported injured and over 35 were killed by the Russian missile strike near the border with Poland. Meanwhile, a US journalist was killed and another injured when attacked by Russian forces near the capital, Kyiv.
More talks are scheduled today between Ukrainian and Russian officials. Meanwhile, a US official says Russia has asked China for military equipment to use in its invasion of Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. has warned China.
If they think that they can basically bail Russia out, they can give Russia a workaround to the sanctions that we've imposed, they should have another thing coming, because we will ensure that neither China nor anyone else can compensate Russia for these losses.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. There's a meeting today in Rome between the U.S. and China. Right now, China's struggling with its biggest COVID outbreak in 2 years. COVID infections reported across dozens of mainland cities this morning. Here in the U.S., the American Academy of Pediatrics says almost 13 million children tested positive for the coronavirus since the pandemic began. Some youngsters suffer unexplained symptoms long after the virus is gone, what's often called long COVID. Others get reinfected. Doctors are studying this now to try to figure out why. Police are searching for a man who's believed to have attacked several people who were sleeping on the streets in Washington and New York City, killing two of his victims. This is AP News. Former President Obama tested positive for COVID. The AP's Mike Hempen has this.
Obama said on Twitter Sunday that he has had a scratchy throat for a couple of days, but otherwise he's feeling fine. He said his wife Michelle tested negative, adding that he and Michelle are grateful to be vaccinated and boosted. Obama encouraged more Americans to get vaccinated against the coronavirus despite the declining infection rate in the U.S. There were about 35,000 infections on average over the past week, down sharply from mid-January when that average was closer to 800,000. I'm Mike Hempen.
The CDC says 75% of adults in this country are fully vaccinated. About 48% of them have gotten a booster shot. The CDC relaxed its guidelines for indoor masking in late February. Most Americans now live in areas without a recommendation for indoor masking in public. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save